Y'all are kind. I like that. I like that. How y'all doing? I am Jessica Reichel. I am from Macon, Georgia, which means I'm very Southern, I am very Black, and real country. And country people have to address the room before we can say anything, so thank you. When Allie reached out to me about talking and asked what I was going to talk about, it took me a minute to think about it. I took a second to think about it, because there are a million things you can say to scholars, to young adults, to anybody who's stepping out into a new path. But the thing that kept coming back to me was the power of authenticity. And authenticity, when I say that, I think a lot of times when we think about authenticity, we think all of the shiny parts of me, the best, prettiest, most acceptable parts of me, all of those things are my authentic self. And that's not true. All of those pretty experiences that I love to talk about, like grandma's house and that time that I got that job I wanted, or the time my friends and I did something stupid and didn't get caught, like all those things are great. Those are beautiful storytelling moments that we cling to and we define as our authentic selves, but it's not entirely true. Authenticity is the sum of who we are. That's the good, that's the bad, that's the ugly, that's the part that we accept, that's the part that we reject, that's the part that was nurtured, that's the part that maybe was rejected at some point. All of those pieces of us, like that collection of things, like that is authenticity. And oftentimes we find, or I've found, that when I go out into the world, especially coming from a very Christian, very Black, very Southern household as a very visibly gay child, the way that you think life is going to go is not the way that it always goes. And in order to step fully into anything, you have to fully embrace everything. And it took me a while to understand that. I feel like at every stage, I felt like I had to leave something at the door. I was just telling my partner the infamous brick house. I was just talking to my partner today about just a moment of progress, acknowledging a moment of progress, having been a Black child who grew up feeling like I needed to hide most of my identity, most of who I naturally was. And how even in my adulthood, when I moved to Seattle, like clean across the country, literally on the opposite side of everything that I thought had power over me, I still found myself hiding under this expectation of other people, like cowering under the prejudice of people around you. And ultimately, what happens is that we bury so many parts of ourselves along the journey that at a certain point, we stop and we realize we don't know where we are. We don't know who we are, and we don't know how we got here. And all we do know is that what we feel is uncomfortable. And it's uncomfortable because it's not authentic. It's because we keep trying to discard and put away and tuck and hide. And I've found that the more that I fold into the things that I thought would make me less respectable, would make me less accepted or understood or relatable, the more that I folded into that, the more that I talked about it, the lighter I felt, and also the more at home I felt in the community around me, in myself. I found myself drawn to people who embraced that. I found myself drawing people who were learning to embrace themselves. And it became this community project where all of a sudden I went from being surrounded by people who made me feel like I needed to hide and tuck to feeling like I was around people who were inviting me to unfold for the first time. And I, even in my career, have started to understand that it is the disability and the genius come from the same place. And if I am going to embrace and celebrate my genius, I cannot reject the disability. I'm a Black queer woman who is officially diagnosed with complex PTSD, bipolar disorder, and depression. I am 30 years old in a position of power at Amazon as a senior art director for the Alexa shopping team. I am the only woman of color on my team. I'm the only woman of color. I'm the only Black person in my organization of over 500. According to society, I don't make sense. According to society, I should not be any of this. I shouldn't be here talking to you. I shouldn't be in a position of power. But it's folding into all of those things and understanding that none of that is a reason to reject. All of those things feed my narrative. All of those things feed the way that I connect to you. All of those things connect me to the world around me. And so the thing that I would empower you to do, whether it's at work, in your personal relationships, in your relationship with yourself, most importantly, and I say this in all honesty because I'm still learning this myself, whatever is authentic is the truth. Whatever is authentic is your path. Whatever is authentic will not steer you wrong. It does not matter how much it hurts. It does not matter how much rejection comes from it. Nothing will ever hurt as badly as rejecting yourself. That's what I give you. The charge that I give you, congratulations. Own who you are. Who you are is how you got here. Trust that to carry you forward.